As you probably know, it is already Sunday. The reason is that for the Jewish people and for the Catholic Church, Sunday begins as soon as the sun sets on Saturday. That's why we have evening vigil masses, because in the ancient Jewish tradition, it is already Sunday. Days go from sundown to sundown. The reason I'm explaining that, even though quite a few people know it, is because today is April Fool's. It just so happens that April Fool's happens to fall on Easter Sunday. So I'm going to take this opportunity to rename a new kind of Christian holiday when this occurs. We're going to call it Easter Fool's Day. Now, before you think it's just a joke, actually, there is plenty of good theology beneath it. Allow me to explain. You see, when Jesus was crucified, Satan thought that he had crushed the seed that was killing the life of the world. He had crushed Jesus. He had him arrested. He was ridiculed. He was not only ridiculed, he was paraded naked through the streets, whipped, and crucified. And as the entire fury of hell broke loose upon Jesus on Good Friday, Satan was laughing with delight, as if he had conquered. He still had humanity in his grip. Only he didn't realize that in killing the seed and allowing it to fall into the earth for 3 days, what rose up was the liberation of humankind in the resurrection. April Fools, Satan. Jesus had you. He had you. Because you see, it was planned this way. Jesus allowed himself to be allowed to be gripped by all the powers of evil. You know, I always ask this question because I think it's a fascinating question. Do you think that God the Father wanted Jesus to be crucified? And of course, when from one perspective, you could say, well, yeah. Didn't Jesus say, Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass from me, but your will be done, not mine? So then he was crucified, so it was God's will. But you see, I think it was God's will from one perspective. From the perspective of God saying, let it happen. I don't want it to happen. But you got to let it happen. Because in letting it happen, what you're going to do is confront evil. You see, I said this on Good Friday. God could have, think about it, he could have forgiven us the easier way. Couldn't he? Couldn't God have just said, okay, let's all be cool. I forgive you. Let's start from here. And everybody's cool. Let's just start again. And just kind of sweep human evil underneath the divine carpet. And we can start all over again. But you see, That's what one great theologian who was hanged by the Nazis for collaborating with the resistance against Hitler. His name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer called that cheap grace. Cheap grace. And why cheap grace? Because it's grace, it's God's forgiveness that makes believe that nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. It's all okay. I forgive you. Let's get back to normal. And that's a lie. And so what God the Father was basically saying to Jesus is, we can't allow cheap grace because that's not real. A human being, think about this. What is the greatest thing that someone can threaten you with? Your death or the death of one of your loved ones, not just dying, but ridiculed and death, torture. You would do almost anything to not have to face that. And believe me, Jesus sweat blood over that. And he did, his father was saying, I know this is hard. But someone has to go from the human race and face whatever the hell Satan wants to let go onto you. It has to let it be. And then once you've taken it all, and Satan thinks he has crushed you and made you look like a fool, I shall raise you from the dead. And the foolishness will be on him. The joy is the joy of the resurrection. Easter fool. Easter fool. But I want you to look a little deeper at this new holy day that I'm christening today at St. Cyril's. Easter Fool's Day. Because you know there's another way in which this is Easter Fool's Day. Do you remember when in the Bible it says that St. Paul was writing, he was persecuting Christians. And when all of a sudden this light comes out, and the light is the Lord Jesus, and the light is so intense that Jesus falls from his horse, that Saul falls from his horse, and he's looking at a light that blinds him. And it's the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You see, at that moment, when Paul understands that it's the Lord Jesus, that is a moment of glory. But then, when he's blind, Paul begins to think about this. Oh my God. Oh my God. That man who I saw in glory was the loser on the cross. And I'm asking people to believe that the loser on the cross, who was ridiculed and laughed at by everyone, that loser behind me is God. And then people would look at him and go, what are you trying to take us for? You trying to make us fools to believe that dude behind me is God? God would come across in light and power and glory. God can't be that stupid idiot on that cross. And so Paul was preaching the foolishness of the resurrection, of the crucified Christ. And that's when he said, the wisdom of God is equal to the foolishness of man. The wisdom of God is seen as foolishness by human beings. And so tonight, we celebrate Easter Fools. We remember that it is the foolishness of God that we thought was so stupid that a dude like that would turn out to be God. Who would have thunk it? Can you imagine standing at the crucifixion and somebody saying, "That's God"? You would look at him and say, "What do you take me for, an idiot? That can't be God. Look at that guy." But that's God. And I guarantee you, the crucifix and the crucified Christ is plastered. No, I would dare say tattooed in the memory of the church. Why do you think every time you walk into the Catholic, any Catholic church, you don't see an empty cross? You always see Christ crucified. And why? Because that foolishness behind us is the very wisdom of God. It is the very wisdom that we celebrate tonight when he made Satan look like an idiot. It's Easter Fool's Day. May God bless all of you, and may you have a happy Easter.